as Kolyar released from bond on Thursday, Atlanta Journal. Thursday, May 29, 1913. Tennessee authorities failed to forward requisition. Papers on date agreed as Kolyar the Tennessean, who figured conspicuously in the recent dictograph sensation involving bribery charges and countercharges of graft between Colonel Thomas B. Felder, Mayor Woodward, and others, on the one hand, and Chief of Police Beavers and Chief of Detectives Alnford, on the other, was released from his bond Thursday at 2 p.m. by Chief Beavers. Kolyar's name jumped into the news when the dictograph matter became public, and the following day there came a wire from the Knoxville police to the Atlanta police, asking that Kolyar be arrested and held for them. They charged an indictment for forgery. Accordingly, Kolyar was arrested. He said the charge was 4 years old and had never been prosecuted. He alleged a conspiracy. A few hours later, Kolyar was released on bond. Thursday was the day set by the Tennessee police for the delivery of requisition papers and the extradition of Kolyar to Tennessee. No documents came, but instead Chief Beavers received a letter from the Knoxville Chief of Police requesting that Kolyar be held until June 3rd. Chief Beavers declined to accede to this. His reply to the Knoxville chief was quoted by him to be that immediate action would have to be taken on Thursday, or he would order the release of Kolyar and his bondsmen. Grand jury subpoena is served upon as Kolyar. The one word illegible Thursday morning of a grand jury subpoena for as Kolyar to appear before the grand jury. Friday morning led to the belief that the grand jury had decided to make an investigation of the charges which have been made one word illegible, as Kolyar and the city detectives against Colonel T.B. Felder, and the countercharges which Colonel Felder has made against them. An investigation developed the fact that the city detectives, anticipating that the grand jury would make such an investigation, had the subpoena issued so that Ace Kolyar would be on hand should his testimony be needed. The grand jury has taken no action one word illegible to an investigation, and it does not meet until sometime next week, the actual date not having been fixed. As Kolyar was served with the subpoena and stated that he would be available to the grand jury should it want to interrogate him. Burns Detective Toby left Atlanta. Thursday, CW. Toby, the Burns detective, who on Tuesday evening announced that he had discontinued his investigation into the murder of Mary Fagan, left Thursday afternoon for Chicago. Just prior to taking his train, Mr. Toby denied that he had given out an interview to the effect that William Burns would himself come to Atlanta soon after his return to this country from Europe. "I have made no such statement, and I am not advised of any such intention on the part of Mr. Burns," declared Mr. Toby.